JFK, The Smoking Gun. Written by Colin McLaren and read by Grant Cartwright. During my research, I found other accounts from persons in Dealey Plaza, not part of the official Warren Commission, who heard shots and saw the motorcade. Citizens that the FBI and local law enforcement personnel located and signed up as witnesses. And citizens who were quoted in the media. Though they weren't tracked down by the commission, it is fair to say that what they saw and heard was consistent with the aforementioned commission witnesses. So, a conclusion on the number of shots fired that day is simple. There were three, and two close together. The answers to the shooting of JFK were always going to be found within the recollections of those who saw the atrocity, all senses honed, anticipating the passing parade. The Warren Commission back volumes are the key to the door that locked away those many eyewitness accounts. In studying the testimonies, the evidence given under oath, and the cross-examinations, an opportunity presented to understand what really happened on that day. There were three shots, and they rang out in quick succession. The first shot, impotent, hit the roadway and ricocheted, hitting an onlooker, salesman James Tague. The second penetrated the president at the back of his neck and exited cleanly at his throat. This was a full metal jacket round. The same projectile passed through Governor Connolly. The third and fatal round hit the president in the back of the head, causing devastating results, the work of a frangible round, designed to explode on impact. Of those closest to the killing, many recalled that the last two shots resounded virtually simultaneously, making it impossible for both to have come from the same weapon. Research into the 100 or so witness comments on the issue of the three shots, and in particular, the last two shots, could be best summed up by the matter-of-fact comment of 15-year-old schoolgirl Linda Willis, watching, admiring, smiling, so close to the action, standing near her father. Of the last two shots, she said, two real fast bullets together. There had to be another shooter.